in open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
The offseason has arrived, but for the Cleveland Browns, every day is game day.
We're a young football team that's trying to get better for the long haul, and we're not in this thing for a quick fix and try to do something that's not going to be long term.
From the Senior Bowl to the Super Bowl.
We are going to build through the draft. We're going to be selective in free agency, I think, and it allows us to look not just to next year, but look to 3 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now.
From the combine to the NFL draft.
That's the idea of the offseason here, is to try to keep the guys that you have, and if you got to resign, you do what you can to do it. And then, you add to your roster new players.
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
And pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Well, this is a football Thursday like none other we've had. Yours truly broadcasting from Radio City Music Hall, the site of the 2012 NFL Draft. A whole bunch of people already in here, media types especially. The fans will be arriving soon. They are lined up outside. A little bit of drizzle here in Manhattan, but we are in our station all set up and ready to roll with you. A little more than, well, it's 2 hours for the start of the actual draft, probably, under three, I guess, for the time that we'll find out who the Browns pick at number four, if indeed they do make a choice at number four and there's no trade. But we're just doing some guesstimates here on how long it might take to get to that pick. And when you think about it, with the first two picks already in place, I mean, how long should it take to get to that four spot? But you never know. There's always drama that's built into this thing. And remember, it's a TV show as much as anything else on NFL Network, on ESPN. So the folks who run this thing do their best to pump up or pump in the drama, however you like it. And we're doing the same thing here. We've been here since yesterday, of course, over at Manny's on 2nd. The Browns backers of New York hang out, enjoyed spending the night with those folks and doing the show from there. And now the operation is here because we are down to the moment, and I'm going to call it moments of truth, because we're going to find out who the first two picks, of course, of the Browns will be tonight. This show stacked for you. Bernie Kosar will join us in a while. He's going to be on the line actually from Berea, and we'll check in with Bernie, get his final thoughts as we head into the Browns pick. You're also going to hear from a couple of players, a couple of the prospects, actually about four of them, from yesterday's session that we had over at Chelsea Waterside Park, where several draft prospects were present and had a chance to talk with them. It's kind of a nice opportunity to get some really just a quaint, media gathering with some of these players. And in particular, you're going to hear from Morris Claiborne tonight. The cornerback from LSU, and a guy that's often mentioned as a possibility for that Browns choice. And you're going to hear also from three wide receivers. We're going to do these guys in a cluster because that's how we pasted it together. But Justin Blackmon, of course, you know that name, Oklahoma State, the wideout that also has been mentioned as a strong possibility for the Browns. Then Kendall Wright from Baylor, we'll hear from him. Maybe a guy that if the Browns don't take a receiver with their fourth pick, they pick him a little lower in the round if he's indeed a first-round choice. And you'll hear some interesting stuff from Kendall about his draft status, about where he might fall in the draft. And then another name, an interesting name from Georgia Tech, Stephen Hill. Had a chance to chat with him as well. Interesting stuff from all of these guys. Take it all in, because this is, as I say, the stuff to get you primed, to let you know what is on the minds of these guys as they find out soon who's going to make them a millionaire. And that's pretty much what it comes down to. The stage is set. It's really an impressive setting here with gigantic monitors overhead, two flanking each side of the theater. And every year, you come to this thing, and it's pretty much what you expect it to be, very similar to what it is year after year. But every year, it has its own identity. Now we get questions, we answer questions for you. Some that come to you via the social media, Facebook or Twitter, the Browns official Facebook, official Twitter pages, and some via voicemail, 855-363-DAILY, or locally 440-824-6134, 855-363-2459, as this gentleman called.
Hi, Vic. This is Don from Indian Lake. I've been a Browns fan for over 40 years now. I'm really wanting to ask you a question. Do you think there's any possibility that the Browns are going to look at the Chase Minifield kid? I think his dad has been a proven commodity in Cleveland for years and years. I enjoyed the interview you did with him and the big dog, and I just hope that wherever he's supposed to go in the draft, that the Browns will look at him. Every mock draft I see doesn't have him on our board. So I'm hoping we don't do like we did with the Matthews kid. We all seen what he turned out to be. Thanks. I'll wait for your comment.
All right. Well, thank you so much for that call and for the kind words about the show. Chase Minifield, very interesting name, obviously, because he is the son of Frank Minifield. And a couple of nights ago on the show, we had Frank Minifield and his former backfield mate, Hanford Dixon, a regular on this show, talking about Chase and talking about the possibility of where Chase could fall in this draft. And Hanford wanted to make the case of Chase becoming a Cleveland Brown and wearing the Browns uniform proudly, like his father did and like his, quote, uncle Hanford did. We'll see how that works out. Most projections I see do have Chase probably somewhere in the middle area of the draft. I've seen some as high as third round, maybe some in the fourth round. So that would put him at the very earliest a pick that could be made on Friday. Now, he had some cleanup surgery work on his knee. His father talked about that and talked about the decision that went into that. And he also said this would probably be something that would hurt his chances or certainly cause NFL teams to shy away from him because he's healing from that injury. But he thought in the long run it was the best decision for Chase Minifield. He, again, interesting player, and his father hardly an objective source on his son, but I thought constructively broke down his game, and the reports I've seen on him, just that I see from draft analysts throughout the country, all indicate that, you know, he has a lot of skill. He shows a lot of the stuff that his dad had. Could he be as good a player as his father? I mean, he could only hope as much. And I think the other key to this, and I thought Frank said this so well, it doesn't matter where you're picked. It matters. And this applies to everybody. This applies to Andrew Luck. This applies to RG3. Doesn't matter where. It matters how long. How long you stay in this league and how effective you are to maintain a job in this league, regardless of how you enter it. All right, some of the questions that have come to us via the Browns social media, and Danielle Lavelli, our outstanding assistant, pours over these questions day after day and pulls out some of the best ones for me to share. She's been doing that back in Ohio and passing them along to me in New York. This one from Facebook, Robert, Mike Mayock says we will get Blackman. Do not agree at all. Mike Mayock, of course, the NFL Network analyst. Robert says he does not agree at all. Trent Richardson brings more to the table, opens up options for the offense, takes pressure off McCoy. Then he says trade down and steal Hill. Stephen Hill, the wide receiver from Georgia Tech that I mentioned that you'll hear from in a little bit. That's the way I see it. It's the only option that makes sense. Okay, Robert, well, it might be the only option for you that makes sense. I'm not sure how it'll register with the Browns, but I like your point about opening options in the offense. I think with a strong presence in the backfield, and if Trent Richardson is that, you know, you force teams, again, to bring that safety into the box. You force teams to adjust what they're doing defensively to account for your running game, but you have to have a strong running game to do that. The mere presence of Trent Richardson doesn't lock that up. He has to show people that he is indeed the real deal in the NFL that he's been at the collegiate level. So that's just something to look at. Rob via Facebook, Trent Richardson can run, can catch, can block, zone block, straight up block, off block catch, great speed, all around immediate impact player. Just another endorsement for this guy, continuing the trend that Richardson is the universal popular pick of fans. Chris via Facebook, Richardson would be nice, but ESPN reports the Jets are on the phone with the Vikings setting up a trade. You know, this is rumor day, and you're going to hear this stuff all over the place. Rumors about the Jets, rumors about the Buccaneers, rumors about a bunch of teams that might just be wanting to leapfrog over number four to get ahead of the Browns to make that to try to make that pick. And I guess it could happen. You know, I'm open to believing anything at this point, but I'm also skeptical about everything at this point. And I think it's good to be properly skeptical. I think there's going to be more talk and less action. I'm not saying all this stuff is phony or false, but just be wary of it, as I am. All right, coming up in a couple of minutes, we are going to have a discussion live on the line from Berea to me here in New York with Bernie Kosar, the one and only, and a regular here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. It is brought to you by Madden NFL 12, EA Sports. It's in the game.
Make your next vehicle purchase an easy one at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Save when you swap your ride for a new Ford and lease the best-selling Escape or F-150 for only $199 a month. With Ohio's largest selection of Fords, guaranteed financing, and the most for your trade, the Liberty experience can't be beat. Plus, Liberty is giving away $100 in free gas every week. Just find Liberty Ford on Facebook for your chance to win.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick.
Madden NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all-new collision system, team-specific runner base, and real-life broadcast with all-new dynamic player performance. Players' traits rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Madden NFL 12, true to the game. EA Sports Madden NFL 12 is available now. Want to learn more? Go to ea.com/MaddenNFL.
If you suffer from migraine headaches and you want fast relief, try Excedrin Migraine, the number one neurologist-recommended OTC brand that starts to relieve migraine pain in 30 minutes. For more help with your migraines, talk to your discount Drug Mart pharmacist today. Use as directed.
Discount Drug Mart, save you the run around. You'll find everything you need.
Imagine two identical cars. One has been continuously filled with low detergent gasoline. The other with BP gasoline with Invigorate. When used continuously, it helps clean and protect critical engine parts from harmful deposits, which can help it go a little farther between fill-ups than a car that continuously uses low detergent gas. Now imagine both cars driving down the highway. Which one could go a little farther? BP gasoline with Invigorate. Imagine that.
Hey everybody, it's Bobby Flay, and I'll have you grilling like a pro at the Spring Fabulous Food Show.
Live grilling demos from Bobby Flay, barbecue Bible author Stephen Raiklin, and the one and only Emeril Lagasse.
I'm going to show you how to keep your cool when the heat is on.
The pros from Weber Grills will fire up their grills and offer demos throughout the day, plus seminars on creating incredible outdoor living space for all your entertaining needs.
Come see me and my friends at the Spring Fabulous Food Show.
April 28th and 29th at the IX Center. Tickets on sale now at fabulousfoodshow.com.
At Regions, we're building a better banking experience for each small business customer. That means giving you the basics, like checking and savings, as well as offering the right lending options. Because we understand how important capital, revenue, and cash flow are to your small business. So if you're ready for a bank that's as committed to growing your business as you are, switch to Regions. Visit Regions.com/yourbusiness today. Regions, it's time to expect more. Regions Bank, member FDIC. All loans subject to credit approval. See individual account disclosures for details.
Now, back to coverage of the NFL Draft at Radio City Music Hall in New York, New York, on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Yes, sitting here in Radio City Music Hall, I am just to the left of the NFL Network setup. Rich Eisen and the gang are all set in their places, so those of you watching this or going to watch some coverage of this, that's one spot. ESPN is on the opposite side of where we are. And it is filling up. This place is getting very, very crowded with, mostly again, with media types. But the people here who will be manning the tables for the teams, the ones that will get the picks from the respective team cities and then fill out the cards with the pick and hand those to the league folks who take them then upstage for Commissioner Goodell to announce. Those folks are all here. They had a meeting at about 6 p.m. that included the Browns contingent. Saw those folks from the Browns video department who are representing the Browns, and they jumped jump into kind of a meeting, a procedural meeting, to just explain all the rules of getting that job done. You think it's a simple thing, but you know, it's a big deal when the moment of truth shows up. And going on right now, it started about 15 minutes ago, is the Cleveland Browns 2012 draft party over at Cleveland Browns Stadium. Admission is free, so you might want to go on over there and check that out. A lot happening over at the draft party for you. Lots of fun. And this segment, our conversation with the one and only Bernie Kosar, it is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube.
Bernie, oh yeah, how you can throw. Yeah.
And we welcome aboard Bernie Kosar as I'm welcoming you in, Bernie. Robert Griffin III has arrived, and he's going to be walking the red carpet. We are watching that, actually, and Andrew Luck, they both got out of the same red SUV. The reason I know this, I'm inside, but I'm watching on the gigantic monitor, one of the four massive monitors here inside Radio City Music Hall. Bernie, they just I think about you, man, because I know how you came into the league as a supplemental pick. I wish all this fanfare, given the great career you had, you could have enjoyed something like this, because it's so cool.
You know, I think at my age now, I would concur with you, but I really know back then it was something that I had really no interest in and wouldn't have wanted to do back then, and I was kind of groomed in that old school way of football by Howard Snellenberger, who's really my surrogate father, it feels
right.
like,
right.
in terms of the discipline and focus on football, and not that what these guys are doing is wrong. I'm not even sure. wanting to allude to that, but I was so caught up in wanting to earn my way onto a team and just win games, and I wanted to. I cared what Ozzie Newsome thought of me and Clay Matthews, and you know, for me to be a rookie and kind of be out there on the red carpet, I would have just been uncomfortable with that.
Yeah, it's a matter of style, and I know that isn't quite the thing that maybe is as stylish for you as it is maybe for some others. And also, it's a different NFL now, Bernie. I think people are fully expecting, you know, that sort of thing. I mean, I think people are fully engaged with fully engaged with the idea that this is something like a movie premiere or whatever, and again, that's the mindset of the league. I think when you were playing in the league, there was much less of that clearly going on. But it makes for a lot of fun and certainly good viewing, and I guess something else to sell too.
Well, I think you're right, and again, for on the red carpet today, I don't think 20 years ago or 25 years ago we would have seen any of us showing off our Avengers socks or what kind of style socks that RG3 picked out for today.
I like that. I think you would go sockless if I know you. Maybe.
Well, I know it wouldn't be those My Kitty socks that he wore during his pro day.
Bernie Kosar, excuse me, on the line with us here from Berea, Ohio. And talk about that, Bernie. The kind of, I know you've been around and involved with some pre-draft activity and visiting with some folks on behalf of the Browns. Take the temperature for me. What's the atmosphere like back there?
Well, over here in Berea, it's kind of interesting because up here by in the offices, by the coaches, by the scouts, by the decision makers, it's all business. I mean, it's game time. It's a little bit of, you know, things have been worked at so much the last few days and the last few weeks and months that right now the time can't go fast enough. This 6:18 till 8 o'clock starting time, most of the work's been done. A lot of bluffs are out there, a lot of rumors are out there, a lot of true things are out there, and now trying to decipher what's really happening and what's really factual probably isn't going to happen until 8 o'clock, and certain teams are on the clock. So right now there's a little bit of stress and tension because you're kind of just waiting for D-Day.
Yeah, I guess that would be one way to put it. Bernie, now, you know, a lot of discussion certainly about the possibility of what a team or teams might do to move ahead of the Browns, conceivably to get a hold of Trent Richardson in that third spot, or one spot ahead of the Browns. And I'm not sure you know, what to make of that. I mean, hearing the Jets possibly being involved with that, it doesn't quite compute. But, you know, when you talk about this Jets team and you talk about the moves they've made so far, especially the one that involved Tim Tebow ending up in New York, you really can't predict what that team will do.
No, you can't. And, hey, wanting to come up to number 3, 4 or so and being able to come up to number 3 or 4 are two completely different things. Knowing, again, we've talked about this, speculated about this the last couple weeks, and unfortunately I think we were right, though a more likely scenario, though, is Butch Davis and Greg Schiano down in Tampa Bay. You know, Schiano and then the Jimmy Johnson, Butch Davis philosophy of Emmitt Smith, a good running game, a solid running game, play good defense, play good special teams. Tampa Bay went out there this year, got to put a lot of money into the guard from New Orleans, Vincent Jackson, the wide receiver from San Diego, and LeGarrette Blount had a great rookie year 2 years ago, but last year fell off a little bit, had a fumbling issue, and I could see Butch wanting, and Schiano and Tampa wanting to go from 5 to 3 to try to get a Trent Richardson. So there's a lot of poker being played right now, a lot of poker faces out there.
Bernie, if indeed the Browns end up with Trent Richardson, make the case why this would make sense in this past happy league, in this league where the emphasis is not only on throwing the ball, but you throw it so often, and that the running game does become somewhat of an afterthought, and that not many teams that are in contention, that vie for the Super Bowl, have done so recently, and especially this past season, with strong running games.
Well, first and foremost, whether it was back towards the end of my career, when I would like to have played instead of Scott Mitchell with Barry Sanders in Detroit in the mid-90s after being released here, what the St. Louis Rams and Kurt Warner faced in the late 90s, early 2000 when they won their Super Bowl with Marshall Faulk, what Christian Ponder got at the end and Brett Favre got the 1 year they went to the NFC Championship with Adrian Peterson. Those type of running backs, Trent Richardson, I really believe, will be one of those type of running backs that are difference makers. If you play that skeleton too deep thing, you're able to run the ball. So it almost forces that extra safety down into the box, that extra tackler to come in and play the run and dare the quarterback to throw it. And that means with a good running game, you're able to get a lot more one-on-one man coverage, cover three zone coverage, but isolation routes on your wide receivers outside. So it definitely crystallizes and simplifies the defensive coverages.
And I think you said a mouthful with all of that, and I concur with your points, and I think that makes it pretty clear to me that you'd like to see it, if possible, the Browns make that choice there. Before this night is over, what else would you like to see happen for the Browns, and maybe, you know, within these first 2 days of drafting, what would be the ideal scenario for you?
Well, I know that maybe sometimes fans don't want to hear it like this. Of course, if there's receivers and playmakers, you want to get them, of course. But the really good teams that have long-term consistent success and they could be in all games have a fantastic pass rush and stout front seven that could stifle offenses and an unbelievably physically tough offensive line. And we've had some discussions about the young guards and the right side of the line. We were blessed with a good defense last year, but me and you have said it on many occasions, there wasn't any injuries to Taylor, Reuben, Jabal Sheard. So, you know, depth there with playmakers. The Giants showed that with depth of the defensive line, how far it takes you in the bad weather in December and January. So things like that that get you physically stronger and tougher on the interior, besides a playmaker, is something I definitely would love to see.
Bernie Kosar, former Browns quarterback and a regular right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we broadcast from Radio City Music Hall, site of the 2012 NFL Draft, awaiting the start of this draft, which is now maybe, what, an hour and a half away from beginning, and then the Browns pick maybe upwards of about 2 hours, I guess, from now, or a little more than that, before we find out who the Browns do, pick and what they do at pick number four. That trade-out scenario, Bernie, is always a possibility. The idea that even if Trent Richardson's on the board, and I know folks don't want to even ponder this thought, but you've got to keep open to just to everything. And one possibility is if this team feels getting the man that they want is available at a little later spot, and you and I have discussed this before, but I think it's worth going over, that they could do this and accumulate more picks or a pick.
Absolutely. And a guy that I respect, and I know you respect, Bill Polian, has been talking about how he believes in this draft that the few people that are definitely going to be great players are the first two quarterbacks, and he says Trent Richardson. Mm-hmm. He didn't name anybody else, and he also said David DeCastro, the guard from Stanford, is going to be an immediate, tough, physical starter for 10 years on the offensive line there. Other than that, he really didn't say there was many other for-sures in this draft. So, that being said, if you're not getting one of them guys, sometimes you really should look at if the offer's right enough and you're seeing some enticing-type trade options, that to get more picks in that, say, first, second, third round and increase your percentages of hitting a good player, I don't think you can go wrong that way either.
Well, Bernie, great stuff. Enjoyed it, as always, and look forward to see how this thing will shake out. You and I will regroup and talk that over as well, probably next week, but we'll be sure that we'll be talking about this thing for a long time to come after this draft is concluded on Saturday.
Sounds good, Vic.
Okay. All right. He is Bernie Kosar, the one and only, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily. He's live on the line for Berea, Ohio. Yours truly in New York at Radio City Music Hall, the site of the 2012 NFL Draft. Coming up, got a conversation with Morris Claiborne. We got this from his appearance at a NFL Play 60 pre-draft event at Chelsea Piers. So you're going to hear from the cornerback from LSU and much, much more on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, brought to you by Madden NFL 12 EA Sports. It's in the game.
Looking to swap your ride for a high-quality used vehicle? Visit Liberty Ford and make it easy. With over 7 million in pre-owned inventory to choose from, an industry-leading certified pre-owned program with a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty and rates as low as 1.9% guaranteed financing. The highest dollar for your trade. And right now, Liberty is giving away $100 in free gas every week. Find Liberty on Facebook for your chance to win.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, great times, great food, get too quick to take a loop.
Sink your teeth into Munch Madness with our revved up loop favorite. Try our sweet potato retreads, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer sized flatbread.
Great times, great food, get too quick to take a loop.
Looking for more than a song on your birthday? How about a whole concert? Get a free ticket to the Cleveland House of Blues during your birthday month when you join the First Merit Birthday Club. Just visit firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. So log on and rock on with the First Merit Birthday Club. First Merit Bank. You first. Must be a First Merit customer with online banking to join. Full terms apply. See firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. Member FDIC.
You work your tail off, so why not reward yourself with a BMW during the Reward Yourself sales event at Dave Walter. Now through April 30th, reward yourself with Dave Walter specials that are amazingly affordable, like a certified pre-owned 328i X-Drive sedan with 1.9% financing. It's the BMW sales event like no other, because we are the BMW dealer like no other. Dave Walter BMW, West Exchange in Akron, online at DaveWalterBMW.com. For BMW, see DW, Dave Walter BMW. Qualified buyers only. For details.
Log on to ESPNCleveland.com for your chance to save on great food. Check out halftime deals to purchase a $50 gift certificate to Woodfire Grill for only $25. Woodfire Grill on Walker Road in Avon Lake. Visit Halftime Deals now.
Hi, this is Pat Perry, president of ERC. If you're interested in a better health insurance program, consider ERC Health. ERC Health has saved Ohio companies over $76 million over the past 5 years. Plus, we offer employees $5 co-pays, $5 prescriptions, free fitness club memberships, on-site wellness coaches, and much more. They have over 50 employees and are looking for great rates and a program their employees will really love. Check out ERCHealth.com. That's ERCHealth.com.
This is Jim Swayze. You know, Half Price Books turns 40 years old this year, and that's a pretty big deal in my book, pardon the pun. A time warp back to 1972, if you can. The Godfather, The Last Picture Show, Led Zeppelin, The Waltons, and Half Price Books opened its first store for those of us with a passion for reading, a conscience for the environment, and an eye for a bargain. Almost everything's half price or less, and things have only gotten better. Sure, technology's changed a lot, but like I tell Jenny, Half Price Books is the only place where books, music, and movies find you. We never leave the store without a stack of things we had no idea we were looking for. Each store is super easy to shop with lots of friendly folks to help. These days, the best reason you should visit Half Price Books is because, well, you deserve it. Half Price Books. Real books, real treasures, real cheap. In North Olmsted, Mayfield Heights, Menor, and Rocky River. Find out more or drop me a note on the blog at hpb.com.
Barry Axelrod here. It's Sierra Truck Month. Get 0% for 72 months and $5,000 off trading in a 99 or newer vehicle. That's $5,000 and 0%. Axelrod Buick GMC, treating customers like family since 1979.
On select models. Subject to credit approval. See Tier or better at Ally.
Now, back to coverage of the NFL Draft at Radio City Music Hall in New York, New York, on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Vic Carucci with you, and so happy that you're choosing to spend this portion of your draft day this Thursday here with us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. So, had a chance to talk with several of the draft prospects yesterday over at the Chelsea Waterside Park near Chelsea Piers here in Manhattan, and all the players were there for all of the ones who were in town for the draft, and they're going to be in the green room tonight awaiting. They're actually arriving on the red carpet here and then head over to the green room behind the stage, which is in front of me, and then wait for their names to be called in the first round of this draft tonight. All of them hopeful of that. Not all of them probably will be, but you never know. But one of those guys is Morris Claiborne. He's a standout corner for LSU, and had a chance to talk with him and ask him what he thinks and what he's looking forward to the most about putting on an NFL uniform.
Just finally getting there. Just finally getting there is one of those things you dream about as a kid, is playing in the NFL, and now that I have the opportunity, I'm going to try to make the most of it.
Morris, is it exciting to you to think about the possibility of being a top five choice? Is that something you've wrapped your head around?
Exactly. I mean, it didn't went from being in the first round to being top 10 to being top five. I mean, it just keep going down. But I try not to look at it, you know, try not. It's hard. So I try to keep the TV off of ESPN. And, like, wherever I go, I mean, I'm just going to be happy. And I'm going to embrace it.
What are you going to bring to the team that drafts you?
You're going to get a hard worker, a guy who's going to give you everything on the field, and you don't have to worry about what he's going to be doing off the field.
In a pass-happy league, teams want that guy who can just shut people down, who you can lock up and not have to worry about helping them too much. Is that the kind of guy you think you can be?
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt. I mean, I believe I can take on that role and continue to work in how I've been working, just another level higher, and I think I can be that guy.
Who's been giving you maybe the most or best advice about the NFL? Is it Patrick Peterson? Is it who else?
Oh, definitely Patrick Peterson, Ronnie Pruitt. A lot of guys have been giving me a lot of great advice.
What are they saying?
It's a business. It's mainly a business. Not like college anymore. You got to go and you got to take care and handle your business. It's similar to college, but it's, I mean, you make too many mistakes. mistakes right then, and they cut you in a year. Whereas in college, you just get benched, but you're still on the team. I mean, so it's one of those leagues where you got to handle your business.
When you hear, like Steve Mariucci say that to all you guys beforehand, it's not just a cliche to say that where you get picked doesn't really matter. It's
right.
What you do after.
Yes, sir. I believe that's true because, I mean, you can get picked by that team, get drafted by that team, and if you don't go put the work into it, you just settle because you're in the NFL, it's not going to work out for you.
Why your mama house?
Something she's always wanted. It's something she's always wanted, a big, nice house, and just to get her out the neighborhood that we in right now. I mean, I know she's going to love it because that's all she talk about.
Can you describe where she lives right now?
It's poverty. I mean, gunshots everywhere, all that type of stuff, and just to get her and my nieces from around all that.
Have you already started looking into it?
I had her looking, so she was looking for a couple places, so that she was kind of excited about that.
Same city, though?
Yes, the same city. Same city.
Where is that?
Freeport, Louisiana.
So she won't go to the city where you're driving?
No, she wants to stay in Freeport. She just want to move away.
Let me ask you, who do you model your game after? Do you have any idols or anybody you like to play like?
When I was in college, it was pretty much Patrick Peterson. I mean, because he was one of those guys who was doing it well in college on that level, and I wanted to be the best, and he was the best at that time, so I patterned my game up to him. But in the lead, it's him and Darrell and Revis.
Everyone wants to model themselves after Revis. How about another LSU guy by the name of Corey Webster?
Oh, I love Corey. Corey is my guy. I mean, he takes me almost every other day, seeing how I'm doing, seeing am I still working. He stays on me.
Yeah, he's worked hard to elevate his game. You know, his pro career didn't start out very well, but now he's one of the best in his position.
Oh, yeah.
And the Giants ask him to do a lot. Is that something that you see for yourself, taking on the role as a leader on a defense?
Oh, yeah. I mean, even if you're not that type of guy where you can lead by vocal leading, I feel like you can lead by example. You can go out and do it right on the field. You can go out and do it right off the field, and hopefully guys will follow you. And when it's time to speak, be a vocal leader, step up and say something.
All right, and that was Morris Claiborne, the cornerback from LSU. Some thoughts from him that he shared with the media over at Chelsea Waterside Park, the pre-draft play 60 event. The prospects, Morris Claiborne and others, just showing up here, getting their introductions on the red carpet outside of Radio City Music Hall, and then they will be ushered into the building and backstage for the green room and await their names to be called. That is the dream. Get that first round call tonight. So big for so many of these guys. All right, coming up next, you're going to hear from the guys that Morris Claiborne covers, the receivers. We're going to have a package together for you with three guys, three top prospects at that wideout position. Justin Blackman from Oklahoma State, then Kendall Wright from Baylor, and Stephen Hill from Georgia Tech. You'll hear from all three of them, again, from that same session that we had with the media yesterday. That's coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. It is brought to you by Madden NFL 12, EA Sports. It's in the game.
Looking to swap your ride for a high-quality used vehicle? Visit Liberty Ford and make it easy. With over 7 million in pre-owned inventory to choose from, an industry-leading certified pre-owned program with a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty and rates as low as 1.9% guaranteed financing. The highest dollar for your trade. And right now, Liberty is giving away $100 in free gas every week. Find Liberty on Facebook for your chance to win.
Liberty has been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get too quick to take a move.
Sink your teeth into Munch Madness with our Revved Up Loop favorites. Try our sweet potato retreads, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer-sized flatbread.
Great times, great food, get too quick to take a move.
Is this the year you start checking off your goals? Like building your savings? Building your education? Or even building a business? At First Merit Bank, we'd like to help you achieve your goals. So whatever it is you'd like to do, we're ready to help you do it. This is your year. How can we help? First Merit Bank. You first. Member FDIC.
Hey, Strongsville, you can stop running around now. Hi, this is Mike.
And Sharon Harbor. Discount Drug Mart has arrived in Strongsville at the corner of Route 82 and Prospect. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround with everything you need at low prices.
Save on generic prescriptions starting at just $1.99. Health and beauty supplies, groceries, including frozen foods, fresh produce, a deli department, fine wines, plus greeting cards, DVD rentals, and so much more.
Stop in at the new Discount Drug Mart in Strongsville at the corner of Route 82 and Prospect.
We're saving you the runaround every day.
ESPN Cleveland Sports Center.
All right, counting down to the start of the NFL draft. GM Tom Heckert has met with the media in Berea. Did say teams are calling the Browns about their fourth overall pick, and trading down is a possibility. ESPN's Bob Holtzman also camped down in Berea, says he's hearing the Browns have narrowed their choices to Trent Richardson or Morris Claiborne. We'll have the first choice roofing first round of the draft presented by Coors Light coming your way at the top of the hour right here on KNR. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, will continue. I'm Dave DiNatale.
Scott's Turf Builder Grass Seed with Water Smart. Successful seeding even if you miss a day of watering. Seed your lawn. Seed it.
I'm Ian Fuss, owner of First Choice Roofing Company. For a limited time, we are offering 0% financing for 2 years on a new roof for qualified buyers. Call us at 216-227-7755 for details or visit us at firstchoiceroofing.com. That's 216-227-7755 or 330-929-7755 for the Akron area.
Get to Dave Walter Volkswagen for the employee pricing sales event now through Saturday and lease a new Jetta S for only $119 a month or get 0.9% APR. For VWC DW, Dave Walter VW.
Now, back to coverage of the NFL Draft at Radio City Music Hall in New York, New York, on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
And the people keep streaming into this facility, Radio City Music Hall, this place that has been hosting for years the NFL Draft, and really excited and looking forward to what is ahead here tonight. Media mostly jammed in this place, but the team representatives also here, again, including the Browns contingent, the members, a few members of the video department who are here. Players arriving, the red carpet, they're arriving in some nice SUVs, and their families and such are with them as well. Matt Khalil is getting the big introduction now, sporting that big beard of his, gray pinstripe suit as he gets ready to walk the red carpet. And the reason I know I'm inside, but I'm watching what's going on outside, again, via a big monitor that is situated right inside Radio City Music Hall. There's actually four giant monitors, two left and two right, two stage left, two stage right. And the middle of the stage, the NFL personnel all set up there with their computers and so forth. They're the ones that take the picks and go over all that, all the information, the rules of, you know, getting the pick in on time and any trades that go on, trying to keep those organized. That can get very complex. So there's a lot that goes into this whole draft process. Okay, we had a chance to visit with three of the top receivers in this draft. Justin Blackman from Oklahoma State and Kendall Wright from Baylor and Stephen Hill from Georgia Tech. And first up is Justin Blackman. Asked about how exciting it is for him to anticipate what is coming down tonight.
It's very exciting. I'm just anxious to get there and see what's going to happen.
What is it that you think you can do for a team right away?
I think I can bring in a competitor. I like to compete and like to have fun while I'm doing it. And somebody that's going to work every day and work hard and know that I can improve, you know, at all times.
It's almost become a cliche now because we hear this so much from draft analysts, but they say he's big, plays even bigger than his actual measured height. What does that mean?
Yes, that means I play bigger than I guess I look. I mean, I don't know how to answer. I just go out there and play. I mean, I don't listen to what. I just go out there and play. I compete and I go up and catch the ball.
Is that a compliment or is it a backhanded compliment? How do you view it when you hear that?
Like this, silence.
What's your favorite part of being a receiver?
Being able, you know, one-on-one, being able to go and catch the ball over somebody. You know, you're on an island by yourself, and it's just you and the person across from you.
Is there a particular scheme that you feel more comfortable in, that you think you feel more comfortable in than others?
Not at all. Not at all. I think I'm comfortable in any scheme, any of it, inside, outside.
And in terms of receivers that you kind of look at and say, okay, you want to be your, but I mean, who at the NFL level that you like take some things from?
I mean, you got, you know, the best, Calvin Johnson, Larry Fitzgerald, DeAndre Johnson. You know, I try to pick apart all the, you know, all the receivers in there and try to use different things into my game.
Were you a fan of any particular team growing up?
Not at all.
Why not? Did you follow the NFL?
Not at all.
You played other positions too, or was white out where you started out?
I played running back, safety, corner, like a little bit of quarterback even. So.
But did you like wide receiver the most?
I love playing wide receiver. I just always been angry catching the ball and always had great hands and just enjoyed doing it.
All right, you heard from Justin Blackman, and making it very clear, he was not a fan of the National Football. He just didn't follow this game whatsoever. That's not the first time I've heard that from a player, but it still strikes you when you hear it, especially on a night like this when everybody seemingly is an NFL fan or certainly is focused on what's going to come down. All right, well, this guy, the next receiver that we talked with, lots of different speculation about where he might end up, and Kendall Wright was asked about his thoughts about where he might be drafted.
I honestly have no idea. I mean, I have no idea where I would get drafted, even if it's in the first round or not. I just want to get drafted and just go play. I mean, I feel like I can make anybody's team if I got picked up free agent. I mean, I'm just gonna go work hard. I mean, I don't know when I'm gonna get drafted or. I've been all over the place with mock drafts and all that, so I have no idea.
Does it drive you crazy, all the nitpicking? All the nitpicking stuff? I mean, now they're saying, like, RG3 is selfish, and I don't even remember what they said about you, but everybody's nitpicking.
RG3 is not selfish. They said my body fat was 16.4, and, I mean, right when they said that, I had just left visiting the team, and my body fat was 8.4, so... I find it all humorous because people don't know what they're talking about. So RG3 being selfish, that's not even close to being true. If anybody that knows him knows he's not selfish.
Kendall, what kind of impact can you see yourself making on an NFL team?
I see myself making a big impact. I feel like I can make a lot of big plays, and I can do it from the slot, outside receiver, punt return, or kick return, whatever team needs me to do to make plays, really.
And as you talk about yourself as a receiver, someone would say, okay, maybe for certain offenses, being taller would be better, being, you know, a more imposing physique. You come in a smaller package, relatively speaking. How do you view that?
Me personally, I don't view it. I try to play big. So every down out there, I'm trying to play big. I don't mind going across the middle or doing any of that kind of stuff. So I don't really think my size is an issue. I don't. And most teams that I talk to, they don't really think it's an issue either.
And it's more, and with you too, it's about speed, right? I mean, it's the basic thing that you got to have that is a difference-making factor.
Speed. I mean, that's all I just want to do is play fast and be fast on the field at all times. And my arms might not be big and strong, but I'm naturally strong, and I can squat 450 pounds, and my leg's strong, and I just like to be explosive.
Who in the at the NFL level do you sort of look at and say, okay, that's kind of me?
I don't know. I've heard DeSean Jackson, I've heard Santonio Holmes, and I heard Steve Smith, so I guess it's a mixture of all those guys, so I'm just going to try to go out there and just play and make be an impact to any team I go to.
You're the best scout for RG3. What makes him so good?
What makes RG3 so good? I mean, it's work ethic. Work ethic, unselfish, and being a leader. Being a leader at all times, so... It's hard to critique him or say anything negative about RG3 because there's not really much negative about him.
Over the couple of years you played with him, talk about the ways he got better.
It's just coming from the ACL, he told himself that he wasn't going to run that much unless he had to, so he just wanted to be a pass-first quarterback because most people think he's a run-first quarterback, but that's That's not true. He can throw the ball as well as anybody and hard as anybody, far as anybody. So he's just an overall great quarterback.
I know you're judged on your skill and what you can do, but how helpful do you think it's been to you to be a receiver, to be on the receiving end of RG3's passes in terms of your gaining this recognition to perhaps get you into the first round?
I feel like we helped each other out. I mean, we made plays for each other. I caught the ball and he threw it. So we talked about it. If he throw it, just get it anywhere close, I'm going to catch it. And if it's a bad throw, just catch it. Make him look good. We wanted him to win the Heisman just as bad as he wanted to win it.
Is there a specific quality about RG3 as a passer that you think has done a lot to help you in your game to show, again, NFL teams what you can do?
As a passer, RG3 is great. He's great in the pocket, and if you get him out of the pocket rolling out, I mean, he's very dangerous. He can take off, or he's very accurate on the run. So he helped me out a lot, and we tried to help him out a lot as much as we can. So that's really it. We just tried to stay positive throughout everything.
Kendall Wright, the wide receiver from Baylor. Again, lots of questions, not surprisingly, about his quarterback there, Robert Griffin III, projected as the second overall pick of this draft to the Washington Redskins. Third guy we got to talk with at the wideout position during this pre-draft event here in Manhattan was Stephen Hill. He's a wide receiver, of course, from Georgia Tech, and first question he was asked was just about how eagerly he is anticipating tonight's action.
It's a lot of excitement. No nerves, no anxiety or anything. It's just a lot of excitement, and you know, you want to get picked up that first day, and you know, just being around there with your family, it's just a blessing just to be here at the, you know, at the draft. So it's going to be a great, exciting moment.
When you hear the discussion about the receiver position, so much talked about Justin Blackmon, so much talked about Michael Floyd, Kendall Wright, I mean, your name comes up in the discussion too, but do you sort of see yourself as, hey, I can show the world, I can show the NFL that I can do every bit that these other guys can do and do it better?
Definitely. You know, I'm always striving for the best and being even better. So I definitely feel like there's a way where I can, you know, put my name in those guys' names, because those are some great guys. They've been doing great in their college careers. And so, you know, I definitely can feel like I'll be in the group of those guys.
What are some of the specific things that you can bring to the NFL, your qualities that you feel can, allow you to make an impact?
Definitely high body and speed. You know, even my physicality, especially blocking all the time in the offense. And it's a great experience coming from that offense and now translating this to the NFL offense. And it's going to be pretty interesting, you know, just the learning everything and making sure I get the expectations from the coach, general manager, and also the veteran players.
There's a completeness that you have, and it seems like that's been something you've prided yourself in, to show that it isn't just running around or catching the ball, blocking. All those things are important to the position.
Yeah, definitely. Especially blocking. A lot of coaches, they always ask me, do I ever take a play off and just, you know, just, I guess, jam them a little bit. But you, especially coming out of our offense we ran, you have to go full speed and 100% every play. So, it definitely a chance to do good in the NFL.
Who in the NFL have you looked at it as a receiver and say, hey, that's kind of the guy I want to be? I like that. I know you want to be yourself. But, I mean, who do you look at as a model?
Basically, Calvin Johnson, Demaryius Thomas, AJ Green. I work out with those three guys, and those are great guys on and off the field. And it's a good thing to have positive energy and working out with those guys and seeing the hard work that they put in to do great work on the field. So, yeah.
Calvin Johnson, arguably the best in the game, or certainly one of the very best. What kind of advice does he give to you? And you can mention other guys maybe that have given you specific things that you can take into the NFL.
Making sure you stay healthy a lot. You know, you have your nicks and bruises, but making sure you stay healthy, catch everything, and make sure you go 100% every time you get a chance to run a route or either block. So, you know, that's basically everything.
All right, good stuff there from Stephen Hill, the wide receiver from Georgia Tech, and you heard from the three guys that we got sound from at the news conference over at Chelsea Waterside Park in Manhattan, a little pre-draft Play 60 event. Justin Blackmon, Kendall Wright, and Stephen Hill. All right, coming up, we will answer more of your questions and chat this draft up. So much more to talk about as we broadcast from Radio City Music Hall. Vic Carucci with you till the very top of the hour. Here on Cleveland Browns Daily, it's driven by Liberty Ford. You're listening to ESPN 850 WKNO.
Make your next vehicle purchase an easy one at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Save when you swap your ride for a new Ford and lease a fuel-efficient Focus or Fusion for only $169 a month. With Ohio's largest selection of Fords, guaranteed financing, and the most for your trade, the Liberty experience can't be beat. Plus, Liberty is giving away $100 in free gas every week. Just find Liberty Ford on Facebook for your chance to win.
Liberty has been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
Madden NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all-new collision system, team-specific runner base, and real-life broadcast with all-new dynamic player performance. Players' traits rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Madden NFL 12, true to the game. EA Sports Madden NFL 12 is available now. Want to learn more? Go to ea.com/MaddenNFL.
Wings, if you love rings and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get too quick to take a move.
Sink your teeth into Munch Madness with our revved up loop favorite. Try our sweet potato retreads, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer sized flatbread.
Great times, great food, get too quick to take a move.
The Chrysler Town and Country event is happening right now at Danley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge in Bedford. The Roadman Kenny Rota here, and the new 2012 Town and Country Touring can be yours right now for only $26,230 or lease one for just $249 a month. But you have to hurry. They only have 12 left on the lot at Danley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge in Bedford, 123 Broadway Avenue on the Bedford Auto Mile. If a Chrysler 200 is the one you want, then come get a new 2012. That's right, buy a Chrysler 200 right now for $25,340 or lease it with no money down for just $289 a month. I've driven the Chrysler 200. It rocks. Or how about a 2012 Jeep Patriot Latitude? Buy it for just $22,735. Maybe you want to lease it instead. No problem. It's just $279 a month with no money down. These great deals won't last long at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge. So what are you waiting for? Get on out to 123 Broadway Avenue in Bedford and get one before they're gone. Save big. Save now. Call 440-232-2121 for more details and tell them the Roadman said mention again, Lee Chrysler Jeep and Dodge.
In shopping, as in life, timing is everything. And everything is now buy one, get two free at Joseph A. Bank. That's every classic, fine quality Joseph A. Bank suit, sport coat, shirt and tie, shorts, pants, polos and more, right down to the cufflinks. Buy one at regular price, get two more of equal or lesser value, free. All the Joseph A. Bank style and quality a well-dressed man could ever need. From the beach to the boardroom, all in one shopping trip, and all buy one, get two free. That's everything but shoes, watches, gift cards, and rentals. If you've been waiting for the right time to crank up your wardrobe, this is it. Because everything is buy one, get two free. Now through Saturday, only at Joseph A. Bank.
At Shaker Plaza, Rocky River, Crocker Park, and Legacy Village, Strongsville, Hudson, Canton, and Belden Village, Summit Mall in Akron, and Southern Park Mall in Youngstown.
Make your next vehicle purchase an easy one at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Save when you swap your ride for a new Ford and lease the best-selling Escape or F-150 for only $199 a month. With Ohio's largest selection of Fords, guaranteed financing, and the most for your trade, the Liberty experience can't be beat. Plus, Liberty is giving away $100 in free gas every week. Just find Liberty Ford on Facebook for your chance to win.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Now, back to coverage of the NFL Draft at Radio City Music Hall in New York, New York, on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Vic Carucci with you for these final minutes from New York. Been here for the last couple of days, enjoying every minute of it, and of course so much ahead, about an hour away from the start of the draft, maybe an hour 40 or so from when we find out what the Browns first choice will be, that fourth overall pick. And Browns fans experience the great benefits of being a Cleveland Browns season ticket holder. 2012 season tickets are on sale now. They're more affordable than ever, with tickets starting at only $32. Go to clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 for more information. This segment is brought to you by Madden NFL 12, EA Sports. It's in the game. And our Ask Vic portion of this show is driven by Liberty Ford. Rodney, via Facebook, if Adrian Peterson was in this draft, would you go after him at 4 or move up to 3? If so, Adrian and Trent are basically identical in their running technique, and I believe Trent has more power. I mean, here's the real problem with a hypothetical like that, Rodney, is Adrian Peterson, we know what he is as an NFL player. We don't know what Trent Richardson is as an NFL player. You can talk about the similarities in their styles based on Trent's collegiate career. He does look like a powerful guy. And up front in person, up close in person, yeah, I mean, you definitely get those vibes. But Adrian Peterson's pretty established, don't you think, to go back in history on that. Joe, dear Coach Holmgren, today is my son's 7th birthday. Today is also the day that you have the power to make his sports life a better one, better than his father's, who was born 4 years after the last title in 64. His father was in Municipal Stadium for Red Right 88, was there for the drive. I like this, Joe. Nice little letter to the Browns hierarchy to see what they can do for you. And this is that kind of draft that's going to set the course, set the future for this football team. Want to thank Bernie Kosar. Want to thank Danielle Lavelli. We want to thank, of course, Drew Boatner. And we want to thank our tremendous producer, Dave DiNatale, and all the folks who also helped here at Radio City Music Hall. Appreciate Bill Bowler and staff for all their great work in getting us on the air from here. All right. The draft is coming up, folks. Talk to you tomorrow when we find out what all the first-round picks are of the Browns on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.